Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. God bless you and welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you, wherever you might be. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and always, as we come before you, amen, in prayer, amen, we're always seeking to, our desire is to bring you the truth from the grassroots level. All listeners to call in and share a biblical experience so we can grow thereby. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to come by and breathe on the broadcast, Lord God, because we know without you we will not be what we are now. And we're so thankful and we praise your name, oh, God, for looking on all the callers, wherever they might be, whatever they're going through. And, oh, God, we ask you to touch them in a mighty, in a soothing way, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for our day. We thank you for happening, the things that have been happening to us. And, Lord, because you say you'll be with us always, even to the end of the world. And, Lord, we thank you for being with us. Amen, God, because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but you know about tomorrow. You know about today, and you are all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing. And, Lord, we thank you for that, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. Amen. As always, we desire to have you to call in wherever you are, wherever you might be, and you can share a dream, a vision, or whatever it might be to that you can want to share a testimony to those that are listening. And we thank God for the full quorum of people that's been calling in from all over the states, all over the United States, and we thank you for that, because you might not feel that what you have been going through, amen, is important because of what you see on TV and what you hear all the time. But listen, you have to understand, you showing the power, God using his power to keep you alive, keep you in a sound mind, to keep your health, amen. You might feel a little comfortable from time to time, amen, but God has the power to keep you in a sound mind, keep you striving, keeping you to walk before the public, amen. You're not, you want to fall apart, but it's the power of God that's holding you up. So God's showing his power, amen. It's not popular to the news reporters. It's not popular to people that want to sell and want to have gain off of God's power, but your family know there's a difference in you. Amen. Your family know that the things that you're going through, amen, couldn't be but the power of God, because they know, amen, what you used to be and how the things that you used to deal with, amen, would always sometime destroy you. It might feel uncomfortable, amen, just like going into a foreign country or state or city. You've never been there before, and you're trying to get used to the weather, the population, the people, the surroundings, amen. And I found that sometimes when you do move to different areas and relocate, the weather can affect your health. You affect your health. You come from a hot climate, you go to a cold climate, the body has to adjust. The body has to adjust. Same as well with, amen, you are coming to Christ, you're coming into a whole, amen, a whole new life. You're coming into a whole new life, and you're trying to adjust, amen, because you're used to adjusting all yourself. But now you're finding, amen, that God is with you, and you're learning that he said he'd never leave you, and he's always there. Amen. We want to share, amen, a popular very, some say it's outdated, amen, but it's not, because of the fact it fits right into the subject is how to live without making mistakes. Amen. We make decisions every day. Every morning you get up, amen. Those of you that are able to say that you want this for breakfast, that for breakfast, and this for lunch, some of you are able to do that. Amen. Some of you are able to say that you're going to work this morning. Amen. And some are able to say, well, I'm not going to work. So there's always decision making. Some of you are able to say that you're going to, certain clothes you're going to wear and something that you want to drink and, amen, and what room you want to sleep in and what car you want to ride in. But is even though you might have a lot of things, amen, a lot of riches, but you still have to make a decision, amen. So the issue we want to deal with, amen, and a perspective at, amen, have you ever made a mistake, amen, or have you learned to stop making mistakes, amen, whatever the picture might be, because you're in Christ Jesus, you're in Christ Jesus, and maybe people told you many years ago, I was always told, oh, you're never going to get sick no more. You shouldn't be sick. You shouldn't be sick. Oh, you shouldn't be this. It's because you're saved. And, you know, you hear all these stories. Amen. But as you begin to live over the years, amen, you begin to find the reality. Even though the season changed and the, amen, there's season, spring, summer, and fall, amen, and winter, God is still with you. God is still with you. One, in the book of Matthew, and we want to read from the 6th chapter, and we want to highlight a part of, amen, of the subject of Jesus, the point of Jesus making this prayer. And we want to do it from the Good News Bible. You know, hear me say many times I support and I use all four of the Bibles, the King James Bible, Amplified Bible, American Standard, the New International Bible, searching for the true translations. And searching for the meaningful, amen, concept and the content of any message or study. So we want to start off here, amen, in the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter of the Good News Bible. And we want to read here, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, may your holy name be honored. May your kingdom come. May your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need. Forgive us the wrongs we have done, as we forgive the wrongs that others have done to us. And do not bring us to hard testing, but keep us safe from the evil ones. Now, Jesus told his disciples the model prayer. They said, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. So there's a lot in the meaningful, amen. Jesus is far-reaching. He knows everything, and he sees everything, amen. So in this prayer, We're talking about if you're going to make a mistake, have you learned to the point where you have learned how to stop making mistakes, amen, in your life, amen. And Jesus said in the book of Matthew, amen, from the Good News Bible, amen, in one of the model prayers, in the model prayer itself, in the 12th verse, forgive us the wrongs we have done, as we forgive the wrongs that others have done to us. Now, we will look at the King James Bible. Amen. You notice it says at the King James Bible, the 6th chapter, Matthew, it says, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." And the Amplified Bible says, "And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven, left remitted, and let us go of the debts and have given up resentment against our debtors." Amen. The American Standard is almost the same as the King James. Say, "And forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors." Now the New International said, "Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." So what the point is? The point is now, amen, if you have done anything wrong against somebody, amen, you have transgressed. You have offended them. You have made problems against them. And Jesus made a point, amen. He asked the disciples, and many of them said, what is the greatest commandment? Say, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, if you learn in point, amen, to accomplish this, amen, you have grown maturely. But here's also, we want to make this point, amen, have you stopped making mistakes? Have you stopped making mistakes? So that's what we're reaching for. Amen. On this study, amen, what we're reaching for, amen, to maybe always want you to be aware of the tactics of the devil. I want you to always be aware of, amen, the tools of the enemy, his tools. Amen. It's not you all the time. It's not the devil, he's an accuser. Enemy is accuser. That's one thing he loves to do is accuse the brethren. Amen. He make you think that you always, amen, you're losing it and you're not going to accomplish anything, and so it's your fault. All right, we want to talk about it as well. We thank God for calling us. Amen. And we want you to know that we always give out the last four digits, your area code and the last four digits of your telephone number. You don't have to give your name. Amen. We want you, because it's being recorded and also being used for other Bible study for others. Amen. So you can dial 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. All right, we have a caller on the line. God bless you. You're on the air, area code 850-2337. God bless you.
Good evening,
Bishop. Go right ahead. God bless you.
God bless you. I think that I've never stopped making mistakes, but as long as I learn from them and ask God for favor, I got something here that says, if you try, you might fail, but never fail to try. We're going to have roadblocks at every turn while on earth. But if we put our best foot forward and do the best that we can to try not to make that mistake again, we'll be able to make it. You know, Jesus, people didn't believe that he was the Messiah. And every time he performed a miracle, people still doubted it. But he always kept on going, having faith and doing wonderful things on this earth. And it was no mistake in him. It was the people that were doubting him that was making the mistake.
Okay.
And I believe that as long as I stay prayed up, and in the Word and focus on God, the Holy Spirit will lead me where I don't make as many mistakes as I used to. And that's what I believe in. And Lord knows I have to just keep praying and try.
All right. All right. God bless you. I think you have your speaker on anyway. But we thank you for that as always. And we thank you for opening up this great study. Amen. How to stop making mistakes. All right. All right, we have any other callers? Amen. You can call. Amen. Let's please turn down your phone. Amen. When you call, that way we don't have as much of feedback. Amen. In your phone, but we don't want you to stop calling. No, we don't want you to stop calling. Amen. If anybody else have a vision or a dream, you have given. Maybe you're going through something now you want to express, but you don't have to give your name or anything like that because, you know, we try to keep, amen, confidence as much as possible. But the Bible says out of two or three people, let his word be established, two or three witnesses, and we have, amen, we thank God for the numbers we have always. Our studio is filled up, so we can't put everybody's numbers. But they everyone here, amen, wherever you might be, amen, we want you to call in because this program is designed that we can help one another, amen. Sometimes you come across things that you might think that you're the only one having a problem staying with God, and you try to make a decision. Or maybe you might feel that you're the only one have a multitude of opportunities, and you're still trying to stay with God. So whatever it might be, amen, I'm quite sure with all of the great witnesses we have here, amen, to be able to share with you that we can help you, amen, with the Holy Spirit, amen, agreeing tonight, today, amen. We have another call. We're going locally, 954-44. 27 is the last area code. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you.
Great to be on the call. God bless you. It's great to always be on the call.
Yes, sir.
The subject tonight make me think about the fact that we making mistakes is something that is going to be a part of our lives because as we grow, experiencing things for the first time, we're not likely to make the right decision. It takes time and experience and trial and error to get around competing constantly repeating mistakes. And you know, the Word tells us to trust God to be our source, and in doing so, it's not easy as a young Christian or a young person to trust in that because at first the Word is not had settled in us strongly enough that we totally depend upon God, that He is our source and He will take us through and that He is faithful to honor us and bless us. So when you're a young Christian, that's something you're reading, but you got to digest that into your soul and receive it in your soul in order to trust God that He will provide for you. So that's gonna take a little time, and quite often we find us that's been in the Word for a little while found that it's after we have exhausted our efforts that then we realize we truly can't do it without God. And that's when we started leaning more to the Word, putting our faith in the Word instead of our physical efforts. But I think early as a Christian, you know, you're tempted to be more emotional and guided by your flesh, because the word hasn't taken root in you. Until that word takes root in you, you can't feel that stillness, the peace of God in your spirit that you're going to need to have in order to trust that God will do it. And you need to wonder, when will he do it or how he'll do it? Just trust and know that he will do it. This is what the saints of old have shown us in the word of God. They didn't know whether God would deliver them or not, but they had to trust the fact that he is God. And you look at the Hebrew boys when they was getting ready to be put in the furnace, they told the king, the old great king, Nebuchadnezzar, that we don't know whether our God will deliver us or not. But nevertheless, he is still our God. And so when you're young in the word of God, your emotion, your flesh is strong, and it's going to take a while for the word to settle in and overcome your flesh. So you're going to make some mistakes, but if you stay with the word, you'll grow, you'll mature, and after a while, wisdom will step in, and you'll know that, no, I can trust God. No matter what the circumstance, what it looked like, I can trust God that he will bring me through this.
All right, very good as always. Amen. We're moving right along. Amen, because the Holy Spirit really worked with. All right, we have another caller, area code 850-8616. Amen, area code 850-8616. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. This seems to be a very interesting title, How to Live Without Making Mistakes, or How to Stop Making Mistakes. I remember, I'm just going to go back to my testimony when I first called in. I remember I was given a testimony about my addiction some years ago. And no matter how bad I wanted to stop using before I gave my life to Christ, I continued to still make the same old mistakes over and over again. But
yeah, I think you're on your
day,
your microphone.
I realized that the closer that I walked with God, the more of that worldly stuff started to drop off. You know, so mistakes will be made in life, especially when you're a babe in Christ and you're just starting out. We're gonna make mistakes, but as long as we keep praying and keep our focus on Jesus, you know, the closer we get to him, like I say, the more of that worldly stuff will start dropping off. And it's kind of like, you know, when you're a soldier you're fighting in a battle, you know, you're going to get wounded, but you don't stop fighting. So when we make mistakes, we don't stop trusting God. We don't stop praying.
Amen. Very good, very good. But what came to my mind is the Proverbs say that righteous fall seven times. You know, we make mistakes, and also the book of Romans 8:28. See, for we know that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord, those who have called according to his purpose. Amen. I got a lot of testimonies in that area. So you can't lose with God. Amen. And you never know, it might be a test. It might be a test that God leading you through. Amen. Because, amen, how you know you don't get strong unless you be tested on what you know? And it will drive you. Many times your mistakes will drive you to get closer to God, because you don't know. You might have a desire. Amen. It's a fleshly desire. And the Holy Spirit trying to get you off of that area. Amen. And you keep driving and pressing. And God said no, but you said, okay. All right. God bless you. We have another caller. Area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
Bless you, Doctor. How you feeling?
Sitting listening to the conversation tonight. Mm-hmm. It kind of blessed me a little bit to hear, you know, that others make mistakes too. And the early church said, open confession is good for the soul. But you know, Bishop, it's kind of strange that tie that subject,
mm-hmm.
because we know that we are not perfect,
mm-hmm.
but we're going on to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but now listen at the title: you walking without making mistakes? So we have
mm-hmm.
to see God as the justifier. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We might make errors,
mm-hmm.
what we call mistakes, but
mm-hmm.
God has justified us even before we get there. Amen.
All right. All right.
Jesus shedded his blood to cover us because we are mistake makers. But now I heard somebody say, and I told my God, have mercy, if you walk in the word,
Mm-hmm.
We clean through the word.
Yes, sir.
Now, you have to focus on walking in it. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember years ago, old man told me, he said, son, you gotta stay focused and keep moving, and you'll walk away from your problem. So,
okay.
So you keep listening to this word. You keep learning. You keep on. Add to your faith. You see what I'm saying? And you
mm-hmm.
go from that. We move from faith to faith, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
you notice that's what transformation is all about. See?
Yes.
Only the church is in a position for transformation.
Right.
What was that? What was that? Romans says there, if you walk after
the spirit
shall not fulfill mm-hmm. the lust of the flesh. Now I desire to have the word of God act in me. I've been
mm-hmm.
preaching it for a while, but lately here I said, now wait a minute, now here I'm telling everybody to have patience and believe God. But when it comes
mm-hmm.
around to me, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I need somebody to tell me something. You see what I'm saying?
You too?
you see what I'm saying? So, in the flesh, because the scripture teaches us that we are in this body. We are in the flesh, but we don't walk off it. We don't follow it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord, of God, his mandate is that we become the full stature of Jesus. That's perfection. So you see, I still got a road to travel. In the same
mm-hmm.
time, I got to keep focused. Not that I'm looking at the fit, because in this body, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have tribulation. You're going to have trials. You understand? You're going to have to test your own self. Amen. But the word of God, if we keep walking in it, just like discussing tonight, you keep listening. You understand? With an open heart to the Spirit, to hear what God is saying through others to you. You see, I don't care what it is, that word will shake you loose from it. So this is what I'm looking at. I want to walk and be obedient to the Spirit. And that's the
mm-hmm.
only way you're going to shake this thing. Paul said, now this, who shall deliver me from this body of death?
Yes,
you see, well, he thanked God, you see, and he said of the Spirit, you see, that makes us alive. and there's no other life nowhere else. All the problems that we're having today in this world, you understand? We
right.
know this, and the Lord don't want us to fear. You see, that's why
yes.
you don't make errors and just keep on toying around with it, beating yourself down. You get on your face or get in your closet. He already said, "I reward you openly." So this is what we must do, and that's the common state of being a believer. That's what I'm looking at, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We're rolling pretty good in my mind, and the Holy Spirit is strong. As always, amen, the Spirit of God, he's the one that, and all preachers and ministers know, even sometimes we pray, amen, we pray, and sometimes we pray amiss. We pray amiss. James says sometimes we pray amiss, and we want to, and we miss it. It might be some common things you might not think. Amen. One man coming with a tuxedo, and another man coming with blue jeans, sandals on. You grab the tuxedo guy and bring him up to the front, amen, and set him right there by the air conditioning. And you let the other one sit back there, amen, right in the back with the air conditioning out of hitting that. And you say, oh, and you know, never know the one that came in late or the one that came in with the blue jeans on, he was going to bless the church. Amen. So we make mistakes sometimes because of our flesh. Like I said, we're brought up flesh. And as well, amen, we have old man Peter. Peter full of the Holy Ghost and everything. All right, we have another caller here. Amen. I think we got another call on the line. Amen. Area code 561, last four digits, 4556. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to hear all this good conversation tonight about living without making mistakes. It's a beautiful thing to know that we are new creatures. We're not that creature we used to be. In other words, a new creation. We're not that. We're not acting like a creature of the night no more. It's a beautiful thing to acknowledge when we make mistakes, we can go on our knees and pray and let go and let the Holy Ghost through the Word have His way. Can I get an amen?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. I just want to say this before I go. I was watching The Wiz a long time ago, and they say, don't you carry nothing that might be a load. You got to ease on down the road. Well, my twist on that is sin, worry, stress, gossiping, biting is a heavy load. But God wants us to ease on down the road. In other words, bend our knees, and then we can ease on down the road. Amen.
Right.
God bless y'all.
Amen. I got to write down some of these Holy Spirit, amen, giving us these revelations. I remember, amen, doctor from Eric Cole, Miami, he said that when you come out of prayer, you feel more comfortable and at ease. And that's true. Amen. Sometimes we don't think these little small things that God give us. When you go into prayer with so many things, and you come out, everything will fell off you. Everything will fell off you. Amen. God bless you, caller. Continue. We continue to pray. Amen. It might be someone else. Amen. You just push one on your phone. Amen. All right. One thing, we'll look at Jesus' staff, the men that was around Jesus. And after the Holy Ghost, old man Peter, amen, old man Peter still had drawn a line between the Gentiles and himself. Amen. And it took the Holy Spirit to talk to him. Amen. Through Jesus talking to him through the Holy Spirit, told Peter, you got to go to Cornelius' house.
He
said, I'm not going down there.
And he'll be leaving Saturday.
All right. We have a caller still on the line. Amen. Hello? Amen. And old man Peter was prejudiced. It's prejudice. Amen. And sometimes we think that's not a mistake, and that's where we're dealing with our flesh, and we're dealing with our imagination, and those areas where the Holy Spirit wants to work with us, amen, to help us to grow out of those areas, because you can make mistakes. You can make mistakes, amen, in judgment. If God give you, God say, I want to bless you, I want to help you, and you say, well, no, case in point, many years ago, first part of a ministry, amen, I had a gentleman was praying for a new home, and he's passed and gone on now, but he wanted a new home, and the situation was happening where they were demolishing the community and building new houses. When it came to him, he didn't want to leave that house. He didn't want to leave his house. But the house he was at didn't have much air conditioning. And, you know, it wasn't modernized. It was set back way, it was dilapidated and falling apart. Amen. But he was so comfortable. He said, no. But he came for prayer. We all prayed for him and worked with him. And now it's time for him to move out of that situation. We had to talk to him. Family had to talk with him. We all said, now you've been asking God for this. Amen. Better lifestyle, better conditions. Amen. But his flesh and the enemy used those comfortable areas. Amen. That spirit, the enemy have many different ways to try to hinder you. All right, you can press one on your phone. Amen. And we want to continue. Amen. Blessing each other tonight. You might not think that you're helping someone, but you are. We're helping one another. Amen. The enemy want to isolate people and say that, the things you've done many years ago, amen, that, you know, you're not going to get out, you don't have no friends, never be successful. That's a lie. Amen. God is a winner. The Holy Spirit all the way around you. Amen. If you have a song and a hymn that you love right now, a spiritual song, Paul said, get you a song and a hymn and a spiritual song. Amen. And just concentrate, shut your mind out of things, and just wave to the Lord. And you can feel his power is already there. It's already there. Amen. We want to pray for someone. Amen. We want to pray for those that, for some reason, amen, you feel, amen, and like I say, it's a feeling, but it's not the word, and we come clean through the word of God will cut, the word of God would kind of illuminate your decisions, and see if it's righteous, it's godless, or if just selfishness, you know, a lot of selfishness going on, and God want to take you higher. Or you might be going through a test. We hate to bring that word up. People don't like to hear that word. Amen. You might be going through a test. Amen. And you don't know. Everybody got a willingness. Everybody has a willingness. Now, Father, we thank you right now, God. We ask you to stretch your hand and deliver us, oh God, upon all the callers and those that are the sound of our voice, Lord, and all the testimony and the men that are gathered. We all agree, oh God, that we're like filthy grass, filthy rags, and we're like grass. We're cut down and gone tomorrow. And Lord, we ask you to give us the strength to continue to be a witness for you, and strengthen us and help us to see, oh God, spiritually. Give us that peace of mind that what are we going through now, in Jesus' name, to be a blessing to the kingdom, the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray for healing and deliverance, prosperity and salvation. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can push one on the phone wherever you might be. Amen. And I have a caller. You call in and our technician will type in. Amen. And put you in, and we just call the last four digits, but we give the area code. Amen. Wherever you are. Amen. We'd be glad to have you discuss some of the things. Some have a vision, a dream. Do you think you've been tested? you think you've been tested, amen, because of the, you're not able to call, make the right decision. Do you think that's a test, amen, that you're going through? Or do you know when you went through a test? Do you know when you went through a test? Let's read the book of Proverbs, book of Romans, amen. And book of Romans talks about that now that we have been put right, we have a caller, area code 305, last four digits, 4271. Amen. 4271. You're on air. God bless you.
Read that scripture you was about to read there.
Okay, Romans, the fifth chapter now, and I'm reading this through the Good News Bible. You want the American Standard or King James? Which one you prefer?
King James is good.
King James. All right. In the book of Romans. And we want Romans, the fifth chapter. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith unto the grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patient experience, and experience hope.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's what I was going to read.
Yeah, that's what I need to hear. Because when we are tested all the time, and mm-hmm. that's what we really have to be reminded of all the time. We are being tested, you see. But the mm-hmm. Lord said that He would never leave us, and that was His reasoning, because the enemy is a thief. And nobody
mm-hmm.
knows when the thief is coming. If they
mm-hmm.
did, surely they wouldn't leave home. I think I got that right. But
okay.
In this body, Bishop, we are error because we look as though we are looking in a mirror darkly. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And this is
mm-hmm.
the need for the Holy Ghost dwelling in us richly, you know, because we need, every person needs to be led. Sin is a
mm-hmm.
terrible thing. It's
yes,
a pit, and it has depths to it. And no man, just like a mule, the word says, if he entangles himself, he cannot free himself in all that strength he got. So we see clearly that the Holy Ghost comforts us, because it's very refreshing, you understand, when the Lord
mm-hmm.
breaks something in your life that you know you couldn't shake. And I heard one of the callers say how she was making that thing over and over again. She was telling my testimony. And one day, all of a sudden, it dawned on me. And just like last night, and I'm gonna say this, the Lord said little simple things that stops us from making errors. He told me, He says, "You seek my face, and when you pray, get hold to God." See, what I have been doing was trying to get hold of Him and state my desires. And he said you get hold of God and let him search your heart. He knows what you have need of. Isn't that so?
Mm-hmm.
And it was refreshing to me. So it might be an aid to all of us to do just like I did. Seek God and then let him talk. Let him wash, let him bathe, let him scrub. And I tell you what, you'll sure enough be feeling better. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. God bless you as well. Amen. Very, a lot of wisdom, Holy Spirit, giving out tonight to help us, let us see. Amen. Many of us got testimony. A little old thing. I came up a fast and was praying and seeking God. Like I say, it's talking to God, it's meditating and reading. And you hear me testify all the time. Amen. It's been a young babe in Christ, and I had all my food lined up on the table. All the food lined up at the coffee perkin, sitting there watching the clock and watching the coffee. Watching the clock, and the Holy Spirit said, "You don't need no coffee." I said, "Yes, I do." Me and him have a conversation. Then I caught myself. I said, "Oh, God." And it fell back with Levi. Amen. And Samuel. Amen. I said, "Oh, Lord. Lord, forgive me." He said, "You don't need that." And you know, and sometimes we might not think of little things in our heart that we feel we got to have. This, and the devil right there watching, looking around. Amen. And they want to throw us and put us all, and we begin to grow out of it. We begin to grow out of it. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We have another caller. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. Every code 954-4427-954.
Yes, Bishop. I was listening there to Elder and made me think that, you know, in God's word, mm-hmm. you know, we often talk about say that God is able. You know, God is able, and that God is not a man that he should lie. And that one verse there tells us that God, you know, he say his thoughts are not our thoughts. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Now, the mere fact that God say he's not a man that he should lie, that's one of the foundation scriptures that we must put in our spirit to know that I don't care what you know about this world system.
Mm-hmm.
God is not in the lying business. That's the label that he put upon the enemy, that he's a thief, a liar, accusing of the brethren.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you, as a young person in the faith, you got to put in your spirit and know that God will not lie, and his word will not return to him void. These are the things that build your spirit in knowing that God is not going to let you down. You, if you stand on anything, you stand on the word of God. That is the truth. You know, even our systems, our government system, you know, when they go into the court of law, they want everything that a person be to say, that they will lay their hands on the Bible, that they are speaking the truth during the time that they're giving the testimonies. So now the world got their system, but they, when they want the truth, they look to the source of the truth, and so that's why they pull the Bible out. See, now, and the thinking is that whether they want to openly admit they believe in God or not, but when they go into the court of law, they want to use the Bible to get the person to tell the truth. So that's the thing that a saint has got to understand. You got to know that God is not a man that he should lie, and that right there alone is all you need to stand firm and know that, hey, this God is a provider. God will sustain you. You know, he said, you know, either you give your, instead of trying to handle your problems, you give it to him, and he'll take care of it. But we're not,
right.
It mistakes to say that.
All right. God bless you as always. Amen. We, Holy Spirit, definitely inspired us. Amen. And people making mistakes, even though now, amen, we might consider, because we're not being blessed, amen, and we're not able to, amen, have God having poured a whole lot of things on us. Like Matthew said, the 6th chapter, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added, amen, unto you. Amen. We're getting ready to turn the corner now. We're getting around. Amen. We have one more caller, then we're going to go into some prayer. Amen. For all those that are listening, amen, as we begin to look here, I thought about, amen, it came to my mind, some feel that they made mistakes and they ran out the riches, amen, and they thought that they would be rich, and they feel this, they made a bad decision, and flesh led them down the road. Paul had said, amen, in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, 21st verse, the Good News Bible breaks it down, says he, Paul said, "So I find that the law is at work when I want to do good. What is evil is the only choice I have. My inner desire, my inner being delight in the law of God, but I see a different law at work in my body, a law that fights against the law which my mind approve of. It makes me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is at work in my body. What an unhappy man I am. Who will rescue me from the body that has taken me to death? Thanks be to God who does this through our Lord Jesus Christ. This then is my condition. Oh, my own, I serve God the law only with my mind, while my human nature serves the law of sin." Amen. When you find out there's a wrestle all the time, amen, some people have wrestled with their diet. Amen. They can't if they find an ice cream, amen, in the store, they got it, draws them like a magnet. Draws them like a magnet. Amen. They find whatever they feel they desire, their diet is not a warfare. And that's one of the things the devil started out in the garden. Amen. Our appetites. He fought against that. But God still, if you save, and you, God love you, he saved you. And the caller said, God, he will not lie. Amen. Remember the rich man in Lazarus, the poor man? Amen. You can be a poor man and still go to heaven. You can be a poor man and still go to heaven. Amen. Things that are happening to the earth now, floods and hurricanes and disasters, amen. God protects your salvation. He gives you a sound mind and let you know things don't move him. Amen. He come for you. Amen. He love you. He love us. Amen. All right, we're going to start out in our prayer session. Amen. We're going to start out. We still have a call online, 954-4427. Amen. If you would start us out in a prayer, amen, for all our callers. Amen. God bless you.
Lord God, Lord God, we pray as we make mistakes, we pray, Father God, that we will lean upon you, Father God, that we will not continue to indulge in our mistakes, but we will learn from them. And as we learn from them, we will not live in the past of our mistakes, but grow and move forward into our future, knowing that you, Lord God, has strengthened us, that we would have wisdom to be learned from all of our experiences. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We have another caller. You can just press 1, and our technician will put you in. We ask you for a prayer, amen, for all our callers, amen, as the Holy Spirit will lead you, amen. And we acknowledge the Spirit of God, amen. He is our leader and our guider, amen. Okay, area code 850-2337, amen. God bless you.
Father God, once again, we come before your presence, Lord. We thank you. Lord, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we know that we make mistakes, but we pray that through the Holy Spirit's guidance, that it lead us to righteousness. Lord, we thank you for everything. Open our eyes to things unseen, our ears to things unheard. Let us hear and see what we need to see, in order to guide us on to righteousness. And, Lord, after we do it all, we just want to hear you say, servant, well done. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We thank God. We thank God. We have another caller. Amen. That's Professor. Area code 850-8616. All right. We lost that one. Area code 305. Amen. 4271. Area code 305.
Father, we take this opportunity to ask you tonight to give us strength, give us understanding according to your word. We ask especially for Bishop and his on tonight. We ask you, oh God, to look on those that are listening. Look on us in these incredible times of sorrows. And we thank you for every broadcast that we hear, and that it will bring some peace toward our understanding. We just thank you tonight, Lord, that you poured out again upon us, and we received it with gladness. And we just give you praise for all that is being said and done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Those that are calling, if we have another prayer, amen. If we have anyone else, we want to acknowledge all our callers, and amen, everyone at one, not at one time, but we area code 850. You have to turn the mic down. 850-8616. Okay, we're having problems there. Hello? Yes. All right.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this time of discussion and fellowship. We ask that you lead and guide us, Father God. We ask that you forgive us for any and all mistakes, knowing and unknowing. We pray that we do not fall into condemnation. We pray that we continue to stay in your word and stay in your will, oh God. We pray that when we are tested, Father God, that we continue to seek your face, oh God. We thank you, God, that each day gives us a new reason to praise you, oh God. Father God, now we ask that you go with Bishop. We ask that you go with each and every caller, everyone that's listening in into the radio land tonight, oh God. We ask that you just heal us, Father God. We ask that you just strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down, Father God. We ask all these blessings in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you all. Amen. We have a full house, and we, as always, God and bless you. Remember, and we were talking about tonight, amen, one of the major doctrines, amen, that come out the garden at the beginning of Genesis, repentance, amen. Once you know, the Holy Spirit bring to your mind, and that's what the prayer of Jesus, he gave the model prayer, amen. And he said that, and forgive us of our debts, and we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's a part of the model prayer, amen, that Jesus prayed. Amen. There's a lot in the model prayer. The kingdom of God is God's righteousness and his holiness and his the way that we should live. We have governments and rules when we come to Christ, and we have to bring that old body and that old mind into those areas, those guidelines. And sometimes, like Paul said, that the struggle is there. Amen. We want to continue to pray. We have a book coming out, The Life of a Minister, a handbook, a training handbook will be announced. Amen. In one of our sessions, the book will be in working with. Amen. And you can always, amen, get in contact with us. Go to the website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And through that, you have all the contacts. Amen. God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you again and again. Amen. You can tell God about your mistakes. Amen. Amen. Without repentance, I don't know where we're going to be. Amen. But thank God. You can go to God and say, Lord, forgive me. I didn't know I didn't do that. Amen. God bless you. We love you. May heaven smile upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.